Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
All right, Hooman, it's your time to shine.
All right,
it's music time.
That's right. Okay, so this is the new music for October 12th, and Usher's back. How long has it been? 9 years? Something like that, right? Since he's released an album?
I don't know. All I know is every time I see Usher's name, I think, that guy's got herpes.
Yeah.
And gives them to people. He likes to give them to people.
So here's one of the songs off of the album. It's called A. The album is called A? Yeah.
Okay.
And this is with Future. You might remember Future because he's in Taylor Swift's song as well.
Okay.
The song's called Stay at Home.
Okay.
All right.
It's really not my cup of tea, but
it's fine.
Yeah.
It's not offensive, but it's kind of boring.
Oh, let's hear this part. You like this, Hooman? Hooman likes this.
It's all right. No, I don't. This isn't.
But that's probably your favorite new song, right? You like that one?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I don't. I'm not.
Right?
I didn't see anything on the whole list that I'll be buying this week.
Oh, man. Well, this is the...
Well, there's one that you might be into, right?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Yeah, we'll see.
He'll be the judge of that.
Yeah.
This is the first release off of the album. It's called You Decide.
This is new Usher.
From Usher. Mm.
And give you herpes.
Come on. I was just about to say.
That's pretty hooky.
That's hooky, right?
Herpes. Got something for you.
Don't decide if you want herpes or not. You're wrong here.
Oh, all right. Sorry. I don't know. I'm just having fun with herpes.
There's no fun with herpes.
Oh. You sure? This time I'll give you gonorrhea.
Oh, man.
You just won't stop, will
you? Usher.
I can't stop.
You just can't stop.
It's not funny
for the guy or girl that got it the first time they kissed.
Oh, yeah. That's true. It's not funny.
I know people.
Who got it the first time?
First time.
Oh, boy.
Well, I've heard the stories because I've made some similarly rude jokes in my day and answered the phone
and been like, for crying out loud. 800-400-3697.
The person listening that got it the first time you kissed somebody. Yeah,
yeah. Look, there is no shame in having herpes, but you know, when you're famous,
it's not a death sentence.
No, of course not.
With it, it's fine.
But he is the jerk who doesn't tell people that he has it and goes and does them.
He's a dick.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. You're right, I shouldn't herpes shame, I should just dick shame
Usher.
Him. I'm a dick and I won't tell you all the information that you might need to know. Let's go. Okay, next up.
All right,
go ahead.
Tom Morello. Who's Tom Morello?
Tom Morello is a guitar god from Rage Against the Machine and Audioslave fame, and now he's in a band called Prophets of Rage, which I've never heard one song.
Oh, you haven't?
I'm not interested in that sort of political music thing.
Oh, is that what they're about?
They're very political, yeah.
Well, I don't know what this solo album will be like, so maybe this will be political, too.
I bet he can't help himself. Right,
This is called The Atlas Underground. That's the name of the record. And he's got lots of guests on this as well. So we're going to start with a collaboration with Portugal the Man.
Correct. This is called Every Step I Take.
I kind of like this. Does he do the singing too?
He's got to be using Portugal the Man for the vocals.
Yeah,
so
that's what it sounds like.
But I don't even hear his guitar.
I don't either. It sounds very just electronic. Yeah. Maybe he just is into that and put the tracks together. And all right, so Every Step That I Take, that's with Portugal the Man. This one is with Marcus Mumford of Mumford and Sons. Find Another Way. This is good.
He's surprising me right now.
Mm.
I'm totally shocked.
All right, so that was another cut from the Tom Morello record,
Look
The Atlas
him
Underground.
Go.
I know. This next one's with Gary Clark Jr., Vin. It's called Where It's At Ain't What It Is.
This better be rockin'.
All right, let's hear this.
This is my favorite one of his three.
You love it?
Two guitar gods and no guitar?
And no guitars. This is so bizarre. Two guitar gods, no guitars. Oh, there's a little.
There it is.
There we go. Oh, my God. When is the guitar going to start? Here we go. Oh, Jesus. Howard Jones got into the house. All what's happening here?
I like it okay, but yeah. It's maybe
it's actually pretty good. It's just so surprising.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. That's a little of what the Tom Morello new record sounds like. Ella Mai, this is our girl, Boot Up. All right, so she does a song with Chris Brown on here, yay, called Whatchamacallit.
Yeah, this is the big song on the album.
Okay.
Here we go.
It ain't cheating.
The message is bad on this song.
Yeah, it's not good. I'm not cheating, it's a whatchamacallit.
I don't get it. Oh, okay.
Okay. Next up is a song with John Legend called Everything. All right. That's nice. So Ella Mai, Boot Up. It's actually called, is it called Ellie Mai? Is it different? You wrote it two different ways here. The name of the record is?
No, the name of the album is her name. So.
Okay.
Sorry.
Oh, sorry. Ella Mai.
And Ella Mai, M-A-I.
M-A-I. Uh-huh. Yeah. Elvis Costello and the Imposters.
Oh, I like Elvis Costello.
Today. I know. So this is his first album with the Imposters in 10 years. It features collaborations with Burt Bacharach and Carole King. And here is what Human grabbed. What's the first
so
one?
I really like this one. It's mellow, but it's heartwarming.
I love
it's called
this.
Isabel in Tears.
What a strange little song.
I know.
It's in 3-4. 2-1-2-3. It's like it has that like music box sound or something.
Do you like it?
I do like it.
I do too.
Very spare. All right, next up is Unwanted November.
Yeah, I think.
Makes me want to pull my hair out.
You don't like that?
No. Oh, you don't like
funny.
That one?
Yeah, I like that. This I love his voice.
This is the big one on the album.
Oh, Unwanted November is?
Yeah.
All right. All right.
I think it's Unwanted Number. I that's a misspell on my part.
Oh,
sorry
you
about
put November
that.
And it's supposed to be number?
Yeah, okay. Unwanted Number. So.
Thank you. Great. I was like, God, he doesn't like, that's my birth month. I like November. I always want November. The last one is Adieu Paris.
Do you want to hear him singing in French?
Sure.
I thought yeah. It was charming.
Oh, he's even singing in a French accent.
Yes.
Adieu Paris.
You know what this reminded me of?
A Star is Born.
Because she's singing in French too. I guess that's the thing right now.
I guess it is, Superman. Elvis Costello just following the trend. All right, we're jumping down.
All right.
Idina Menzel. Who is famous, probably most famous. Oh, hilarious. Of course, John Travolta famously called her Adele Dazeem. Yeah. That is, you know what? She probably is best known for that. But also for, of course, the soundtrack. If you have young children, then you know her from Frozen. She's the singing voice of Elsa.
She's a theater actor, though,
she
right?
She is, yeah. And actually, you might know her from Rent. She was in, the Broadway production and the movie.
So I could have picked a way more famous song, but I like this version, and I hadn't heard this song.
So we're just doing one, and you're going for this one, huh?
Yeah.
Let's hear it. All right, so it's a whole live album from her, Idina Live. Oh, pretty.
Yeah, great voice.
She is a great singer. Mm-hmm. Human has requested to set this next one up. He's added this one. Go ahead, Human.
Okay, so as you all may have heard, we reviewed a film called First Man yesterday about Ryan Gosling playing Neil Armstrong. And so I'm sitting there watching the movie, and, you know, it's very quiet at times. Mm. And all of a sudden, they show up in the film, there's a black man singing, and I'm like, they're showing him from a distance. I'm like, huh, that guy looks familiar. Who is that? And I'm like, oh, my God, I just saw that guy with Uzette. That's Leon Bridges. What's Leon Bridges doing
in the movie?
I'm like, what's Leon Bridges doing in this? So during the time that all this went down, 1969, we put the first man on the moon. In the 60s, it was very difficult. It was a very difficult time. And a lot of people were questioning, why are we doing this? Bay of Pigs happened. Vietnam was happening. Kennedy assassination. Martin Luther King's assassination. And this was kind of, I think, the temperature of what the African Americans were feeling at the time. So this is Leon Bridges singing a song called Whitey on the Moon.
Oh.
Okay.
Whitey on the Moon.
Whitey's on the Moon.
I get it. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So you had actually played some other stuff from this soundtrack as well, like during the...
Yeah, we just played the... Well, the album didn't come out till today, but it was just all instrumental.
Those
are the two songs we could grab. I just thought...
I like it.
It's surprising when you see him. You're like, oh, this is... Leon, huh. What are you doing in this film?
I'm only singing Whitey on the Moon. Quavo from Migos has a solo album out today. It's called Quavo Juncho. And this first song is with Madonna and Cardi B, Champagne Rose.
Yeah, so you're going to... The person singing is Madonna, okay. And then you'll hear Cardi B rapping.
Everybody does number two.
Cardi. This is Madonna. Did you hear her?
Yeah. It's game.
Yeah.
All right, next one is with Drake. I wonder why you picked this one. Flip the switch, Quavo and Drake.
Oh, all right.
Oh,
that's boring.
Next up is British singer Jess Glynn. This is her second album. It's called Always in Between.
I thought this was the best song on
it. All right, it's called Thursday.
Who was that?
Jess Glynn. And our final entry, actually going to get through every single thing you pulled, amazingly. Young Giant has a record out called Mirror, Mirror.
This is the big song on the album. It's called Superposition.
That's nice.
Yeah. You don't like it?
It's kind of
No, I don't.
Bland?
It's exactly lukewarm.
The next one is called Glory.
Yeah, I think this is a Jesus song.
Oh, great.
You're welcome.
Glory. Another perfectly fine song.
Oh, you don't like it?
No, it's fine. Right. I mean...
Glory be to God. Hear it?
Oh, now I like it. Now I'm... now I'm into it. All right, there you go. That's your new music for this week. Vinny, what's coming up? Thank you. Good job, woman.
All right.
Good job. Yeah. Really great work there.
Not too bad. A couple stinkers, but...
Right. Yeah, no, yeah. It was fine.
We're all going to be rich.
Oh, my Woo! God. I can't wait. I got to go.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Right now, call number 9-800-400-3697 gets a nice closing night Mill Valley Film Festival package. You get to go see If Beale Street Could Talk Sunday, October 14th at the Rafael Theater, and then tickets to the closing night party at the San Rafael Elks Lodge. So call now, 800-400-3697.
As long as festival ever.
I know. It seems like it's like a year long. I wanted to say really quickly, if I could, because I know she's heading off right now. Good luck, Debbie, at your first day of work.
Oh,
what?
Cafe of Life in Mill Valley.
Wait, what is
Debbie,
this?
Ding, ding,
Debbie,
shame.
My,
Debbie, Debbie. Debbie, Debbie. D-E-B-B-Y, Debbie.
Is that her name? D-E-B-B-Y.
Debbie. Yeah, Debbie, good luck today. Good for you. Very exciting.
You start on a Friday, huh?
Yeah, she's going in for some training today and, you know. She's got it all worked out over there. So excited for
her. What is the place called?
Cafe of Life. Think shame. It's a chiropractic place.
Oh.
It's good. I've been there.
The you've been there?
Is that a cafe? Yeah.
It's not a cafe. It's
what?
The Cafe of Life. It's a chiropractic.
Yeah.
Oh, so she got the gig there.
What they serve there is good health. Yeah.
That's the gig.
That's the gig.
The one she was after.
Yeah. Yes.
Let's give a shout out to Seth, too. The chiropractor guy.
Dr. Levitt.
So they don't serve drinks there?
I do not believe that they serve drinks there.
Weird.
They serve health.
Yeah, it's a cafe of life.
I know. They're serving life. They're serving a better life, I guess.
I'm not going to say I don't like it.
Don't say it. It's been there for a long time, actually.
Oh.
Yeah. So anyway, I just hope she has a great first day, and I can't wait to celebrate this evening over some drinks. It's going to be really fun.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club, where every day is a getaway. Learn more and plan your visit at bayclubhappy.com. Here's what's happening. Quick update on the El Nino weather pattern that we're looking at for this winter. If you're not familiar, El Nino can mean more rain. And that's a good thing.
Yes.
We certainly can use it.
We need the rain and the Sierras need the snow.
Well, that's one of the problems, though. El Nino doesn't necessarily mean we'll have cold rain or cold weather patterns. So there are issues with El Ninos. But right now, this is from the front page of the Merck News today. The likelihood this winter of an El Nino is increasing.
Oh.
They're saying we're at a 70 to 75% chance. They say it looks more like a weak one, but again, these things are all in movement. None of that is...
These are long-term predictions.
Right. None of that is specific.
Okay.
My hope, though, fingers crossed, is we get a lot of cold weather patterns with a lot of rain. We need the snow.
We need the snow more than anything.
Not just the water.
Yep.
Because the water just goes out to sea.
Yep. We need to keep more of that.
Right. Exactly right. But 70-75% chance, that's a good thing. El Nino.
All right.
Bring the rain and the snow. Tahoe could
really use
a great season.
They could use a few great seasons in a row, really.
Right. The Mega Millions is up to $548 million, everyone.
I think the Mega Millions drawings are on Fridays too.
Yeah, today.
I'm gonna run out and get some tickets for that.
So, right, and we're doing these separate, not as a group.
Yeah, we'll just we do the Powerball as a group usually.
All right, just want to make sure.
Yeah, I'm gonna go get my tickets.
Yeah,
some tickets.
Customer service manager at a post office in New Orleans was just busted for stealing over $500,000 worth of stamps.
Wow.
And then selling them online.
Oh.
He apparently is a gambling addict.
Oh.
His name is Ryan Cortez. Over the course of 6 or 7 years, he stole a total of $630,000 worth of stamps and sold them on eBay.
Wow.
So if this is just the normal forever stamp, it means he stole 1.2 million of them. PayPal and eBay notified the government after they noticed he'd been selling significant quantities of stamps, so they investigated. Even though his salary is $70,000 a year, they found out he'd lost more than $650,000 at a casino in 2011.
Oh boy.
Including $220,000 last year alone.
Oh, my God.
He's facing up to 10 years in jail for embezzlement.
Oh, my God.
Well, at least he won't be able to gamble in there.
It's one of the largest thefts by a postal worker in U.S. history.
I just don't know. I mean, I would think the accounting on the stamps would be much more secure than that.
Right.
To be able to walk out with that much over the course of however many years seems astronomical.
Yeah.
The stamps are going up, right?
Oh,
oh God.
50 cents to 55 cents.
Well, I'm going to buy a bunch more forever stamps. Then.
Yeah, the forever stamps, they're going up.
Oh, like, like, do you have a date? We need to buy them now?
I heard it yesterday on KCBS. And
I am going to buy them.
I was
now.
Actually, Vinny, looking for the date, and I couldn't see it.
I still mail bills.
Yeah,
like,
oh,
I do
totally
a bunch online, but I also still have bills I have to mail.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I
mail
use
my taxes.
Stamps. Oh.
But other than that,
right.
I usually.
You know what? Let me look further into it. I'll let you know.
According to a new study, Burger King has the fastest... If you're into fast food, this is an important story for you.
Okay.
Burger King has the fastest drive-through in the country, and McDonald's has the slowest.
Oh, so, really?
There you go. Here's the speed rankings. Burger King, Dunkin'.
Oh, Dunkin'. They don't call it Dunkin' Donuts anymore.
Right. KFC, Wendy's, Taco Bell, Arby's, Carl's Jr., Hardee's, which the two are the same, except for some reason they're named differently in different parts of the country.
Hardee's and what?
Hardee's and Carl's Jr.
Oh, they're... Oh. I didn't realize that.
I don't know why they use two different names.
It's there like must... Hellman's and Best Foods.
You're right. Yeah. Exactly.
Or Edie's and Breyers or something are the same.
Chick-fil-A.
The ice cream?
Something like that, yeah.
And then lastly, McDonald's. Last place.
Well, I'm very surprised. You always think of them as being the fastest of the fast foods. It's all just right there, baking under heat lamps.
Burger King.
All right, good for you,
fastest
Burger King.
Fastest drive-thru in the country.
Fantastic.
There's a million ways you can get caught cheating, but Google Street is now one of them.
Oh, like Street View?
A guy in Lima, Peru was recently looking at a bridge near his house on Google Street View when he saw his wife sitting on a bench playing with another man's hair.
Oh.
The pictures were from 2013, but he confronted her, and she admitted she'd had an affair. Now they're getting divorced.
Oh, Google, you need to update more frequently.
Street
this
view.
Lady would have got away with it.
Burns her from 2013.
That's crazy.
Oh, can you imagine the stabbing pain in your heart as you're just looking on random Google images pictures, and there's your person digging into another person.
It would hurt very bad.
So bad.
It would hurt. Mm-hmm. That's painful.
He's got to be, like, think of the thing, you're like, that can't be. Yeah, that's that outfit I've seen her wear 1,000 times.
Yeah.
I know those are the, I know that's the.
I know that's not me. Can you imagine, you just sit there and stare at the screen for just. You go away from it, you come back.
You know the clothes your person wears, yeah. Even if you can't make the face, all that, you'd be like, that is it.
I'm looking at that. Well, I'm calling Uber. Get over here right now. We're going somewhere.
I have some place to go.
Where's my knife?
Send your fastest driver.
Right. Playing with the kids can often get dad kicked in the man area.
They do not seem to have good awareness.
Lots of different ways that happens. The running across the room to hug dad. Oh!
They're right at that. Their head is just boom.
Come on!
Oh, soft landing.
There's a new product out called, I guess it's called Frida Balls.
Frida Balls.
It's a pair of men's boxers briefs that have a reinforced crotch.
Oh, so like that some kind of padding or gel
some padding.
Or...
They say it's, you know, and this is another one. I've worn these and I'm very familiar. In fact, I haven't started yet with the new baby because she's still too young to be put in the
papoose
the
thing,
backpack. Yeah.
Baby that, Bjorn.
Right. But soon, I'll be wearing that thing all the time. And the legs do have that reach where...
They got a bit of a kick.
If they
to
kick,
them, yeah.
Boy, they'll get you right there. So anyway, if you're concerned or if you're planning a long, big, you know, big family, you may want the free balls.
Invest in those, right, sure. For those times when... Well, you never know when it's going to happen, too. They could be any age. You're wrestling on the floor with them, and they just squash.
Oh, right.
What's wrong with Daddy? I'm fine.
A lot of those running jumps land right in a bad spot.
Yeah, the running jumps, there's almost no good spot. It's just like, there's just an owl waiting to happen.
They seem so little...
I know.
And it's only when that pokey elbow gets you or...
in the neck.
God, you gotta be kidding me.
Right in the stomach. Oh, my bladder. Well, I had to pee.
Oh, really? A guy outside Houston wanted to, quote, decontaminate himself of bugs that were crawling all over his body on Tuesday.
Oh, was he on bath salts or something?
He's on something, yeah. Instead of a quick how-to search on Google, he came up with his own way of handling it. He sprayed himself down with brake cleaning fluid. I guess he figured that stuff was toxic enough to kill all the bugs on him.
Well, it's like an acid, isn't
right?
it? Doesn't it burn the rust off your brakes or whatever? Burn any-
Once he was coated with the stuff, he tried to vacuum the bugs off his body, which... caused a spark.
Oh, no. It caused a spark?
Cleaning fluid.
Oh, God, no.
Is extremely flammable, and a spark from the vacuum ignited the fumes, causing an explosion that blew a whole wall out of his double-wide trailer.
Oh, God.
He's been seriously injured, and the cops haven't even been able to talk to him yet. They do think drugs and alcohol played a major part in his...
demise.
You think?
Oh, my God.
A, seeing the bugs, and B, his solution to the bug problem.
Extreme!
So...
Oh, that's awful!
He might end up a Darwin Award, as I'm sure you're familiar
yes.
with the people
who've the Darwin Awards.
Killed themselves in awful ways.
Right. Just took themselves out of the gene pool. That's terrible. There are people. There's some kind of nerve condition where you think that there's bugs crawling all over you. That we've heard that people suffer from. But this, you know, if you're going to the brake fluid vacuum thing, it sounds like.
What do they call that one thing with your feet resting?
Oh, resting leg syndrome.
Restless leg. The Jimmy legs.
That's one where your legs are just.
Yeah, it won't. Like,
they're crazy while you're just sitting there.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know that that's. I mean, I don't know. I never had that.
Mm-mm.
That might feel like bugs, though.
Maybe. All right. Just.
You're all twitchy. Just in time for Halloween, Skittles has announced they're coming out with a new zombie pack. I know you're into zombies, Sarah.
So I love zombies.
They have flavors like melon, black cherry, and rotten zombie.
Is the rotten zombie? Is it like a Jelly Belly kind of thing where they have flavors that are just abominable? Is it a terrible flavor?
I don't know if it's going to be awful.
Like maybe black licorice.
Ugh.
Oh, they say a few of the candies in the pack will have, quote, a rotten zombie. So they will taste bad.
Oh. Yeah, no thanks. I want to eat a pack of candy that tastes good. Oh, my God. I was at Joann's yesterday, and they had big bags of candy corn. Yes, Joann's. Thank you for everything.
Feeding the, chasing the dragon, Sarah, again.
No, but I saw the big packs, and I was reaching. Debbie goes, don't do it. I'm like, but the, Sarah, don't do it. Because remember, I get a stomach ache every time I eat those.
Yeah,
things.
Well, we say don't do it all the time.
Yeah, and I stopped doing it. I they've been sitting there. I haven't touched
They're
them in
the
days.
Office.
I know. I saw them when I was looking through the potential food
but
basket.
What you're saying is you listen to Debbie.
Well, I did. I know I did listen to her, but I was
me
you
and
know.
Brandon plenty of times said, "Don't do that. What are you doing that for?" And then you just are like,
"Oh, my stomach! Why'd I do that? Let me have another one. See if it fixes it." This will surely help.
Our text number is 800-something.
400-3697.
Yeah.
We should give that so people can tell.
408 says, oh, please, you know our text number. I don't have to tell you. Do I?
I feel like we should say
all right.
it, just in case.
Something. Laughing my ass off, Usher's new song starts with, my bleep needs a raincoat. Is that true?
I don't
was
know.
That
I
the
didn't,
first word?
I didn't
that
hear
Usher
that.
Song?
Because his bleep does need a raincoat. It needs more than a raincoat. It needs like full coverage. Like it's too bad they don't have like condom underpants. You know, that could like none of your area would touch any of anybody else's
cut
area.
Off.
You know, they say, and I don't
Who
know all the doctors oh. that
science.
Like,
4 to 5 dentists.
Humans in general have the things that cause warts and herpes. Mm-hmm. And only some of us show the symptoms. Mm. So it's already in a lot of people.
Yep.
You just don't get them.
Mm-hmm. So you can pass them and not even know where they came from.
The problem is with the guy, though, that has had the symptoms, knows damn well what he's got, and is out there still giving them away.
Right.
Or she.
With sure.
Rubber underpants on.
Mm-hmm. Punk.
Right. Don't do that. People should go into things advised, you know?
And decide.
Make it right.
707 says, Marcus Mumford is a panty splash. What does that mean?
I don't know. What, is that? Is
he's
that
like, hot?
It is? Oh, he's hot. Maybe that is what it means.
Yeah. Marcus, let me see what Marcus
a panty
means.
Splash could also be like an accident. He was an
voice?
Accident. It's
he makes you go number one?
No. He's okay looking, but maybe his voice is
yeah, maybe
that
it's like
great.
The whole package.
Yeah, you know. Oh.
I don't.
Oh.
Panty splash. All right.
I love the herpes song. Go, Sarah. It's so damn funny.
Yeah, the herpes song is it's his biggest hit so far.
Sarah.
Oh, go ahead.
Hmm. No, go so on.
Is Usher the guy who did the OMG song? Or is that?
Yeah,
am I thinking
yeah,
of baby? Am I thinking of Babyface?
No. No. Mm. Sarah singing about herpes during the new Usher song was the best part of my morning, says 707.
I'm so glad that you love herpes. No mean comments about Sarah, don't make fun of, don't herpes shame?
No.
Oh, that's good.
No, only cheering.
Oh, we had a couple.
I took them out.
Well, thank you.
Oh, well, they were calling you names.
Well, I am a horrible person, so
yes,
they're not wrong. I'm well aware. Mm-hmm.
510, Whitey on the Moon was created by a great musician, poet, writer, Gil Scott Heron. Mm.
I knew there was a story, I just didn't have time. It wasn't on the list, and I wanted to play it, so I was just scrambling to get it out there.
Yeah. Guy doesn't make a bad point.
That is one of the ways we go wrong every time, though. When you just feel like you got to get something on. We got to get this on. It's right here in front of me. We should do it. And then later you go, I wish I'd have known that was this or that. Or,
right.
Or often the thing where you're like, man, I wouldn't have done that if I'd have known that.
Right.
Oh.
How did I not know that?
How could I not? I didn't know what stopped me. Oh, my own worst enemy.
Ay, ay, ay. The winding down of the song gets you every time.
Mm-hmm.
Listening to the podcast of yesterday's show and driving a stick shift in San Francisco. Growing up, my dad drove a 56 Chevy truck on weekends that my brother and I were with him. Oh, because they're divorced, it sounds like. My little 8-year-old brother would sit in the middle of the cab and my dad would tell him which gear to shift to, and my brother would shift the gears as my dad drove.
Ah, cute.
That's really cute.
They'd be arrested today, but you know, 70s were fun.
They were. Very free in the 70s. Hey, all you kids, jump in the back of the truck. Yep. We're going for a ride.
We used to do to the bike races. So we lived in Irvine, and the main track we went to was in, I don't even know, I think we called it the Orange County bike, whatever. We would, like, five of us would jump in with our bikes in the back of the truck and drive down the freeway at full speed, holding our gear so our gloves wouldn't fly out. That was regular.
Yeah.
All the time.
Mm-hmm. It's just the way it was.
Get in the back, kids. Pile in.
Right.
Or even the station wagon.
Oh, yeah.
Back.
All the way in the back. You go over a bump, you hit your head on the ceiling of the station wagon. Ow.
I told you.
Pipe down.
When we were teaching my daughter to ride her two-wheeler, we took the truck I don't have anymore. And I'm like, all right, let's get the bike in. And me and my daughter jump in the back. And the missus is looking at us like, you guys can't ride back there. And I'm all, we're going to the high school one block away. We're going to drive through our track, cross the street into the... And she's the whole time, she's sweating. Like, I'm a... Man, I couldn't have been a kid with you.
Mm-hmm.
You can't break the law for nothing. Oh, my God. We're not even... I could jump out and walk next to the car. What are you tripping about?
Her precious daughter's in the back. She's
yeah, forget
to
you. It's the daughter, dude.
Well,
yeah.
I know
you
it's not about me, but I actually think she was tripping about the law. Like, she's all, it's...
Oh. We're breaking the law.
Yeah,
the
ever-important law. Boot up and... forget about that one. I'll read the rest of the text on the other side of this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.